I can't think of any to the same degree that I saw in Aspen. There's always some industry practices that sometimes we learn about and we find out that the whole industry has a small problem. Aspen is a really unique community. It's isolated, it's somewhat remote, and it's very dependent on the ski resorts. I think it'd be very difficult to find another community that's similar to Aspen in that regard, where you could have an industry practice that's this pervasive. For example, when we went to Vail, some employers were in compliance and others were not. But in Aspen, almost no employer was in compliance. So we found that in the restaurant industry in Aspen, there was just a practice of paying straight time for all hours worked.
And was that something that employers said straight to your face as well? We just don't do that here. This is how it's done here in Aspen.
Pretty much, yeah.
Some employers have said they didn't pay overtime because that was the agreement with workers, a way to make sure the restaurant could afford to pay everyone during high season. Have you heard that argument before?
We have. That's a common reason that an employer will give us for why a violation occurred. But under the Fair Labor Standards Act, an employee cannot relinquish his or her rights. The purpose of the Fair Labor Standards Act is not only to ensure that employees receive the wages that they're entitled to, but it also creates a fair playing field for all employers. When we say that an employer has to pay time and a half for hours over 40, that has to apply to everybody equally. An employer can't pick and choose, and employees can't pick and choose to not be paid overtime.
How do the workers now get their compensation? Do they receive a check in the mail, or how does that work?
In most instances, it's treated like a normal paycheck so that the employer can deduct taxes. They might use automatic payments. Whatever their normal method of payment is what they use. And then the wage and hour division verifies and oversees those payments to make sure that they're made.
I see. So someone with the agency is checking the bank account of the employer occasionally just to make sure it's gone through, or how does that work?
It's not necessarily that we check the bank account. We require some form of final proof of payment, which it could be a number of things. It could be a bank statement from the employer. It could be copies of the check showing that it's been cashed.
How does your agency make sure that this doesn't happen again?
So when an investigation is completed, we have what we call a final conference with the employer, at which time we discuss future compliance. And we ask the employer to tell us specifically what he or she will do to ensure that the violations do not occur again. So in the case of Aspen Skiing Company, the employer recognized that they had made mistakes and they worked quickly to fix them. An important aspect of our mission is to help employers comply with the law. And I think Aspen Skiing Company used us as a resource to help them come up with the best possible way of complying in the future. And then they outline steps that they'll take to prevent future violations. Sometimes we go back and visit to make sure that they've actually made the changes that they said they were going to make. And certainly, I think that now that we've been to this community and the employees are aware that our agency exists and that we're committed to making sure that these employees receive the wages that they're entitled to, now that they know who we are, if something comes up and their employer says, "Now I'm going to go back to not paying you overtime," they're more likely to call us and let us know that it's happening again.
Oh, interesting. So any kind of hesitancy that they might have had contacting authorities before, now that road has been paved and they're more comfortable doing that.
I'd like to believe so, yes.
But you mentioned not all employers were seemingly willing to embrace change.
Well, probably a better way to say it is there were two employers who agreed to comply, but they refused to pay the full amount that we found due to the employees. And I'd like to believe that despite their refusal to pay, that they have come into compliance, but that's a little more difficult to gauge when they've refused to pay what's been found owed. So we do have two employers who are, we've currently filed suit against them in court so that we can ensure the payments to the employees.
And does that happen that often?
No, it's not that common.
Can you say the names of the companies?
Yes, we filed on both of them. So one of them is what we call CP Group. It's a collection of five companies in Aspen: The Wild Fig, Above the Salt, Brexy Brasserie, Steakhouse 316, and CP Burger. Five different restaurants, but it's one employer. And then the other employer is Alpine Valley Services.
A cleaning company.
Yes, that's correct.
Amy, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.